Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. Okay, and this afternoon we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Well, if it's quick, what do you got?
Okay, sir. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote?
I will positively vote.
Okay, thank you, sir. And, with which political party are you registered, sir? Republican,
I have
Democrat?
No choice, but the I will vote for the Democrats.
Democrat, okay. And what is your main racial background? Would that be African-American or black, Asian, Asian-American, Hispanic, or white, or Caucasian?
A white dude.
All right, sir, thank you. And what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55?
I'm 70. Oh, shit.
70.
I'm 71.
Oh, okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or had they gotten off the wrong track?
I didn't really understand that question. Say it again.
Generally speaking, okay, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
All I can say is I'm going in the right direction. I really don't know how to judge that question. I'm loving life down here. I've been here 46 years. I'm loving it.
Okay. All right, sir, from the following list, okay, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on most, to help you and your family? Would that be illegal immigration, access to cost of health care, abortion, climate change and the environment, taxes, K-12 education, the economy and jobs, local growth and development, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, or crime and public safety?
Yes.
Which one would be the most important to you?
They're all important.
Well, can you give me one to be the most important?
I don't have a most important one, my friend. They're all good issues that you have, and a good governor should be watching out for every aspect of what you talked about.
Okay. All right, sir. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes are you likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would that be definitely vote for Democratic candidate?
Probably vote for the Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Ask me that one more time.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Oh, Biden is doing an excellent job.
Okay, would that be strongly approved, right, or just somewhat?
I strongly approve that he's a good person, and he's working hard, and he's got more legislation than the other guy.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
No, I don't think he's doing a good job, but I'm not a total expert. But if I had to put something down on paper, I'd say not.
Somewhat disapprove or just strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. You now will be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Okay. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one will be Sienna Osta.
I don't know her.
Okay, Mike Caruso.
I don't know much about him, no.
Okay, and Kamala Harris.
Obviously, I know her.
Very favorable or just somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Compared to her opposition, I'll give her a favorable rating.
Okay, very favorable, right, or just somewhat?
Yeah, I'll give her a very favorable.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
I will definitely vote for her, mainly because Trump I don't like.
Okay. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held among, you know, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Ostad, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I would vote Democratic.
Democratic, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Sienna Ostad, the Democratic candidate?
I'm not. All I know is I'm voting Democratic. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, sir. And now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. It's only a few questions. And just for qualification purpose. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Biden.
All right, sir. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats?
Usually Democrat.
Democrat. All right, sir. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal, moderate.
So be very liberal, somewhat liberal, or moderate?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay. All right, sir. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school? College graduate with the associate's
degree? I'm a college graduate.
Okay. All right, sir. And what is your religion?
I don't have one.
No religion, right? All right, sir.
Correct.
This concludes our survey, okay? Thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great day, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You too, friend.
Bye-bye.